So here in Oyas Lamed Aleph, we're speaking about Gaiva, Anava, a holy Gaiva, Pasul Gaiva, holy Anava, Pasul one. So the Tzaddik now is going to further the inyan of Anava. He's going to take us into a site of the Arizal, which comes up every Shacharis in the Kavanas of Oylas Tamid, Parshas Tamid. Oladayti yishlis mech dvarim eilu b'kavanas Arizal, shekosav al pasak Oylas Tamid ha'asuya b'hai Sinai. So the Ari HaKadosh has a kavana when it comes to Oylas Tamid. He says, Oylas is Oysia is toila. A toila is a worm. V'huba klipa. There's a type of a klipa called a toila, called a worm, says the Ari. And then the Ari says that toila is gematria shor, 506. And 506 is the gematria of the first name of the Shem Ayin Beis. We don't say it. Aleph Beis Gimel Yud Tav. Which we're all familiar with, because that's Ana B'Koyach Dulisi Mincha Tate Tzeruda. But Ana B'Koyach Dulisi Mincha Tate Tzeruda, Kabarina Samcha, that's a tefillah that was comprised by Rabbi Chuya Ben Akana on the Shem Ayin Beis. Ana B'Koyach is one of the names called the Shem Ayin Beis, the 42 name of Hashem, 42 letters. So he made a tefillah out of that Shem called Ana B'Koyach. But the letters themselves, the Rashi Tevas, that's the Shem. So the Shem, the first Shem, and there's seven Shem, there's 7 times 6 is 40, is 42, then with Baruch Shem from Achasol Amvayim. So the first Shem is Keneged Chesed. Aleph Beis Gimel Yod Tov Tzadi. So that's Gematria Shor. It's Gematria Toila. So we have three Gematrias here, all the same. And that's the first Shem, that's the Midas Chesed Avram. HaMisareres B'chol Boker L'kim Ha'olam, which awakens every morning to upkeep the world. V'chenegda Misar B'klipa, the Klipa Kana HaNikra Toila. So when this shame comes out, this idea called Chesed Avram, when the Midah of Hashem's Chesed comes out into the world to sustain the world today, there's a kitrug against that, which is called Toila, which says, why do we need the world? It's like Ma Enesh Kisses Kerenu every day. V'darko l'harki v'l'chalas akol. Just like a Toila that it causes things to rot. When things rot, so the Tolam come, so it wants to consume the world. Hachrev ha'olam. What was the purpose of the Korban Tamid? Says the Arizal of something very fascinating. They would overcome this klipa called toila with the Korban oila. Oilas versus toila. Every day the oila had to be brought to counteract this toila. So now, very deep side that he's speaking about. So he wants to explain this in Avodas Hashem. How does this fit into Chassidus? My understanding in this inyan, based on the teachings of my rabbeim that I've spoken about till now, havanas inyan uperish pasuk ukein ki chesed nikra gedula kanoida. Chesed is called gedula. Everybody knows what's galus. Galus is misara chesed. So the midah of chesed is mayim. Mayim hamashpiim shedarkum lahagdol kol davar. So why is mayim called chesed? Chesed and mayim go together because mayim has the ability to cause things to grow. Water causes growth. So mayim is chesed. Everybody knows, Rosh Hashanah, the teaching of the Arizal are available to everyone. So when we speak about godless, mayim, in a sense of kedusha, so the midah of mayim means that it brings a person up, it lifts him, allows him to grow. A person to have a cheshek and an ahava to come close and a yearning to Hashem. And it's endless. Because Hashem is endless. And if he's endless, then the midah of chesed and ahava to yearn for Hashem is endless too. Because he's endless. And that's why, when it comes to a yearning for something other than Hashem, which is an invalid way, an improper way to have the midah of chesed. So that's also Ein Sof. You don't see that people are ever content with what they have. That's what Chazal say in the Gemara. Ein adam meis v'chasi tavas v'yadai. Why is it that when a person goes to the grave, you can have everything his heart desires, but he feels like he didn't have enough? The teretz is because this midah, the shorish of the midah, is a yearning for Hashem. And it will yearn for something Ein Sof. Right. But it can never be satiated with anything because it was built for the purpose of yearning for Hashem. So this phenomenon in the world, that Adarav, the people who have the most are the most disappointed. That is the pashtus. Exactly. But you see this.
End up with the same stuff, though, but it's if you're wanting all those other things, the covered Shemayim.
Oh, vada. Yeah. But
then
definitely.
You can
yeah.
get satisfaction.
So exactly. When you, this yearning for Hashem means bracha, which is Ein Sof, that in itself is the satiation, meaning it's somewhat of an irony. Meaning, you would think that by yearning for Hashem Yisbarach, who's be'etzem Ein Sof, you would never be satiated, but that's not the case.
Because you never can complete it.
Right, but the fact that you're yearning for Hashem, who is Ein Sof, and that's what you do, that satiates you. That is what satiates you, because that's exactly how it was created to be used. And by knowing that you can never achieve full satiation, that fills your heart. When you have that Havana Hagar, it's so important to recognize in the Svarim, they refer to Hashem as Ein Sof. Why do we always referring to Hashem as Ein Sof? Because it's important that we have the proper perspective and understanding. We spoke about Hakara so many times. Hakara of Hashem means to recognize that He's Ein Sof. That's what we need to do.
That's the reason why the benefit of doing the mitzvah is another mitzvah. It's giving the opportunity to even have more Ein Sof.
That's right. And each time that we satiate that yearning for Hashem who is Ein Sof through a mitzvah which we do, we feel fulfilled from that. And then it intensifies, and right. But the opposite is true when it comes to yearning for something which is not Hashem, because each time you acquire something, if you spend $100 million and you acquire it, there's a moment of satisfaction, you achieved your goal, but then you, shortly afterwards, you're disappointed by it because you thought that this would be the thing which would satiate me. Everybody's just looking to be satiated. And you would think, right, you would think that finally this is going to be it, and it's just disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. So you go to the grave thinking that you had all this, and if I only had that. But the truth is that unless you know the secret formula, is that you can only be satiated if you're yearning for Hashem, that everything else is just one giant disappointment. That's what it is. The tzaddik says, "V'af shezeh gavas," even though there's a certain gaiva in that, because I'm looking to come bigger, I'm looking to become greater. A person can't just be content to be small. What was the line that somebody quoted from the Rav? You can't be settled with the fact that you want to just be an average person. A person has to have she'ifas that he wants to be a great person.
You can't look for mediocrity.
That's what you say. Yeah, very good. You were the one who shared that. Yeah, you can't look right. You can't look for mediocrity. A person has to have a cheshik for godless. He has to be a cheshik to come close to Hashem Yisrach, not to be just a regular person. And even if everybody else is regular, not to settle with that. That's what the tzaddik is going to say in a moment. This type of a gava is what's exactly what we need. That's the mitoich shalol lishma or gedol aveir lishma, whatever you want to call it. Because then maybe the dvekas Hashem Yisbarach yoyse. This is what brings us to dvekas, the yearning. Because the more that you come closer, and gavas means coming closer to Hashem, the more that we become in His dalet amos, so to speak, we feel the shiflus ve'emes at sheyobol ayin legamrei. Until a person comes to ayin, as it says in the shlub, devei ma'ish avinu lav Hashem shamar v'nachnu ma. He didn't even have a word for himself. Ma, l'rod ve'kusiv Hashem Yisbarach. That was the dveikus of Hashem. Nim sezeh ha'gavas hu mitzad ha'shiflas. So the gava, the yearning, is really a chiyadik and shiflas. I need to become greater, but that greatness is measured by a person's shiflas. Because the more that you're closer to Hashem, the more shiflas you'll be'etzim feel. But there's such a tainig in that. There's such a sweetness in that shiflas. Shadom lo tamei shadayim lo avedes Hashem Yisbarach ba'al. Like we've spoken about before. That the Rav spoke about 2 weeks ago, being holding the doorknob of the Noam Elimelech's door. Yeah, you're always a beginner. But the klipa, they take this concept, this interplay between gava and shiflus, and they distort it. Like this inyan of Taila, this klipa. There shouldn't be a lot of shefa, that the world should be destroyed. What's that? To distort the inyan of anava. Lemar, the person doesn't see himself as a man. He sees himself as a nothing. Who am I to come close to Hashem? Kalich miderechzu, says the tzaddik. Go run away from such a machshava. And actually, he says, v'leich b'derech kushish kol oilam. And the Yitzhar says, just be an average guy. Just be a regular person. Why do you need to have she'ifas for godless? Middle of the road, yeah. Look at everybody else out there. To just daven pashit, to katze b'tfilah, have a quick davening, and not to go on the lechas of the derech, see the medatek b'yisrim, to be careful in your mitzvahs. Rak the davering kol isha, speak to all the women, v'lechol kol machol, eat whatever you want, v'lilbash kol malbash, dress however you want to dress, rak l'kaim ha'mitzvah, inu ma'mezenu. As long as you're just doing the mitzvahs, it's fine. But not to have any she'ifas for being a great person. No. Right. The toila is distorting the holy midah of kedusha of called anava. Doesn't want you to be a great person. An ish in the Torah is always a great person. So you're just an average person, but in your heart, you're not working on your gaiva. You're not working on things. But you really think that because you're doing all the mitzvahs, you're just fine the way you are. And you don't care to make machlekes, and then you start to speak about the real tzaddikim, because you feel that, you know what, people have the greatest potential to become really great people, and they become average, they're the ones who speak the Lashon Hara on the tzaddikim, because they feel like, I could be like that too, and I'm not, and that's...
You have to bring the other ones down.
Exactly.
They feel that they're up.
They have to bring them down, exactly. That's right. If a person has the she'ifas and he doesn't follow through with those she'ifas, it's just not that he didn't succeed. He's gonna see tetchas v'shalom, which is the biggest aver we've seen, to bring down the holy tzaddik and tzaddik yamis. Ki me'echen yovel ha'shifas. Where will he get his shifas from? Ki kvar kasafti l'mal shebemidas hagavas no'ele kol ha'odem umut betiv ozeh. Like we said, the very first simon was, if you remember, you were born on top of the mountain. Meaning, you come into this world as a balgaiva. Unless a person is working on his gaiva, he's be'etzem a balgaiva. You can't. There's no way to free oneself from gaiva. Imloy ayyedei his karvus Hashem through Torah, Tefila, Ma'asim Tovim. This is the three amudah olam. Torah, avoid the gemilas chazanim, b'dechilu urchim, in a way of yira, in a way of hava. There's no way. There's no other formula. The iris are in the Torah. They're in the holy osias. It's in the chesed. It's in the mitzvahs. This is that heart which is full of gaiva, with the klipas have a hold of a person and he's not going to break through. He's not going to break through. If he's not using Torah and Tefillah and Chassadim, not doing the mitzvahs, there's no way he's going to be able to break that gaiva. That's the magic formula. It's in Torah and the mitzvahs which we do. You look like a regular fine Jew too. But if he's going around with gaiva in his heart and he thinks he's doing everything right, if he doesn't have a feeling that he's just beginning and he's a shuffle and he knows where he's holding, he has a karva emes and so on and so forth, he thinks he's just a regular Jew and he's going to be okay. They're going to give him a big shkayach. But they're going to say to him, how could you settle for this? How could you have settled for life like this? Settle for life like that. Okay, it's a long piece, so we'll hold it here, Mr. Hashem. We should be zechut to walk on the derech Hashem. Mm-hmm.